to have that same problem when, well, the
You dragged your headphones through coffee?
No, but those type of headphones don't work when I run. They just fall out and they're loose and I don't like them. I don't like the kind, well, they don't really work when those type of earbuds go over my ears. None of it works. I found these Sony headphones. They're like $10 or something on Amazon. And they go there, but they have what we have, the plastic thing over our head here, like our type of headphones. Mm-hmm. They have a way thinner version, but it goes down and around and on your neck, basically, and over your ears. And then there's little.
It's like a stethoscope, the way it goes underneath.
Yes. Yeah. And then it has like a little foam pads or whatever, and actual things that go over your ear, like not that on earbuds. And I wear them when I run, and they don't go anywhere, and they last forever.
See, they don't go, like when I'm exercising or whatever, if I have earbuds in, I don't have any problems with them. They don't bother me at all. The problem is, I wish the board was Bluetooth. I have other ones that I would be able to use with no problem that are just wireless.
I wish the board was Bluetooth so I could use my fancy headphones.
Wireless immediately.
You know what? You guys can both shut your faces. Both of you.
If I cannot connect via Bluetooth, I will not be doing radio.
Sorry, rich guy. Wow.
Nice. We might want to lighten up.
We're in a digital world, and I am a material girl. The modern version of that Madonna classic from 1984.
Nice. Not nice 80s so music knowledge.
So anyway, now my right channel is hardly even working.
What?
Exactly.
All because of a little coffee. I wonder how many people listen to us with headphones on every day, like at work. Like, so they have, like, we're talking like right in their ear right now. And there's no like loud radio over here, or there's no streaming coming out of computer speakers or whatever. It's just right in their ear.
Well, people that are streaming at work in an office or something like that, I'm probably doing it.
I hope so. Yeah. We just had a whole conversation about my sex life. Hope that's not blasting out the speakers. Just put those in the earbuds in, people.
Hopefully, this is a private conversation.
Yeah.
If this is cranked at Costco over the giant PA system, this is probably not a good time.
One of the best dubs was playing the one time, and I remember when we talked about hairy cooches or something, and I don't know why we were talking about me or whatever. And then
was that when we were asking you had to grow everything out?
Oh,
maybe. I don't.
January.
Maybe. But I just remember then the chick calls in and says she was at the Dollar General and they had this station on over the loudspeakers at Dollar General. I'm like, no.
That's great.
You're talking about your hairy armpits.
Oh, man.
That's great.
No, it's not.
Do you remember when we were on that porn?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There was a guy and a girl, and there was like a porn scene on YouTube, on YouPorn, and they were listening to, somebody sent me the video, and they were listening to us while he was driving around with his schmeckle.
Yeah, was it like in a truck or something?
Yeah, it was the worst porn scene you've ever seen in your life. Like, he just had his schmeckle.
Oh, we were in it.
He just had his schmeckle out, waiting for her to like see it or touch it or do something.
Right, it was creepy,
and it was like it was horrible. Like there was no actual sex going on, but they were listening to us.
That's all not I cared right. About. Turn us down, like at least turn, because it was loud enough for us to hear our own voices. So like, turn it down. There's nothing attractive about this right now.
That was a crowning achievement in my career. The fact that
just can't get enough of that kind of fame.
Right. The fact that we were on in the background of somebody's porn scene, that's awesome.
So I think, Brett, just to assist these people that need to do their thing, I'd say just randomly, for no reason whatsoever at all, once in a while, throw out a, ooh, I love those giant fists. And, you know, that might assist them a little bit and make
ooh,
them feel.
Ooh, I love those giant fists.
You're welcome.
There you go.
I'll choke on it.
Well, I don't know what
put
that
it
was.
In.
Now we're going the wrong way.
Look, we could direct a porn film. Sure.
I mean, I don't know if Monica would want to do it, so we probably need another woman.
I have a vagina.
Oh, but you're in.
There you go. Look at that.
Steve is on line one and wants to add to our conversation.
My pronouns are they.
Yeah, I was calling about JP's hair, but if you guys need a stunt dick or something for Monica's porn, I'm in.
Somebody named. Yeah,
gotcha. Right. Gotcha. Right.
Thanks, Richard. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
This is you guys. This is all you guys.
No.
Well, you know.
I found a story about a chimp that was whacking it with a sex toy.
Oh, boy.
How great is that?
Research. Are we in the background?
No.
Is our show in the background in the cage?
How awesome would that be?
That we're in some zoo playing over the speakers?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So this chimpanzee was using a human-made object as a masturbatory tool.
What?
Dateline somewhere in Africa. Oh. The report comes from Bulindi in Uganda. It says
Bulindi.
A juvenile male chimp named Arali was seen inserting Tabe into a discarded plastic bottle.
Oh,
the scientist spotted the ape playing with an empty plastic herbicide bottle.
Oh.
Making, well, it was empty. Whatever.
That's probably residue or beside on your smell.
Making pelvic thrust movements, repositioning the bottle after he slipped out, and the team reported that the male chimp had a, quote, play face, a relaxed open mouth expression that they make when they're having fun.
Like the O face? Is that what they're saying that is?
Yeah.
Like?
So you remember that blue rubber thing, the mouth? I guess he used it as that.
Right.
And it must have been tight enough to give him the friction that he was looking for. It says the team couldn't determine if the chimp finished. This is not the scientist being overly nosy about it. What poor Raleigh goes up to, the event could give insights into wider questions of where the masturbatory behavior comes from in wild chimpanzees. The team doesn't believe that it's related to a way to improve sperm count or a sexual outlet. It's given that Arali was a subordinate male in the group. Doesn't matter. So the guy tweets. So here's a paper I never thought we'd have to write. Quote, use of a novel human object as a masturbatory tool by a wild male chimpanzee in Bulindi, Uganda. And then it's got completely with a diagram with the chimp sitting there. And he's got what looks almost like an old school milk bottle. Oof. And then he's pulling it.
Aw. I wonder how that gets discovered. How does he discover that?
That's what they're trying to find out.
Hmm.
It says he had the physical properties of the open bottle presumably elicited Arali's autoerotic response, suggested he recognized its suitability for that purpose, considering he exhibited a play face while copulating with the bottle, indicates his masturbatory behavior was pleasurable or fun. I say good for Arali.
Yeah.
Good for that guy.
Might just be some instinct right there.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right? That's all it is.
I mean, almost like when we as humans figure out how our plumbing works, right?
He doesn't have to learn. He just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be honest here.
Your brain just goes, I wonder.
They're catching up. The chimps are catching up.
And through a lot of the other stories we've talked about, humans are maybe digressing. So at some point, we're going to meet. Because how many times have we had stories about people in name a country somewhere in the world who have been stuck in things that are bottles or a wrench lug nuts or...
Right.
I mean, so we might be digressing a little bit, and they're progressing.
Now, wow. Now you're getting them, my man.
Maybe we'll tell us apart soon.
Right.
Are you scared?
Scared? No, I ain't scared.
We let ourselves get a little more hairy and walk a little slightly different.
Well, when they get a little closer, will you give them tips? Like, just, you know, this is how you do this.
Bro, we've been doing this for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Right. Tickle the back door a little there, Arali.
Oh, no.
Wow. I'm not saying do anything, right? I'm just saying tickle it a little. That's all. Tickle, tickle.
Arali, no. With grape. Grape.
You're like Ocho, or I'm sorry, Archer and Poco. Do you guys watch Archer at all?
No,
you've said it's really good.
I have the biggest, fattest crush on a cartoon, and he's the most sexist, egotistical jackass you'll ever know in your life. But
you love him. Made fun of me when I told you I got aroused by Howard the Duck and that scene in Howard the Duck. Not by the duck, but in the scene with Leah Thompson.
Yeah, you did.
Do you get aroused by Archer?
I don't know if I'm aroused, but I don't know if I'm not aroused. He's just he's just extremely sexy. He's just a jerk. He's just a jackass. But
did you whack it to a cartoon?
Never have I ever.
Okay.
But he has this, he rescued it was a chimp or something like that. He called him Poco. And that's what you got. Basically everything you're saying right now is happening on Archer. So I don't know. Archer might know more. Maybe Archer's like The Simpsons. I don't know.
We're going to binge watch that. I've seen it over a couple of years, I feel like. I've seen people saying how great it is, whatever, but I've never gotten to it.
I watched it when it first came out. It's really good, but I just lost track of when it was on and then forgot about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But H. John Benjamin, who does that voice, he's the voice of that, Bob's and Bob's Burgers.
Oh, really?
Oh God, that guy's killing it.
Yeah, and it's great. Just uses the same voice for tons of characters.
Oh, that would be
his
so
voice.
Weird.
His regular voice. Doesn't change
that's
for anything.
Like, do you remember, even when we were kids in the cartoons, there were guys who were different characters who were the same person.
Like The Simpsons, too.
Family Guy.
Family Guy, of course. Seth MacFarlane does a bunch of different voices, but I feel like why can't I think of another? I think of like the guy who was Fred Flintstone. You could find him. He would be doing another character on another show. But as kids, you're never going to notice.
I never noticed ever. And I think it would be weird to hear Archer's voice in Bob's Burger. Like, I don't know that I would probably not like Bob's Burger because I'd be like, hey, that's Archer.
No, it's a great show.
I wonder if he tries to be the other character, but it's just not far enough away. I mean, Brett is an expert on voices.
It's 100% his voice. Like, he doesn't change it.
He just
doesn't change it. It's his regular voice.
Yeah.
And he played, remember Dr. Katz, 20-something years ago on Comedy Central, like the real squiggly animation? He played Dr. Katz's son.
John Lovitz was the doctor, right?
No, I think it was a real guy. Dr. Katz was a real guy. But his son, Ben, was played by H. John Benjamin. Same voice.
Right.
Well, Archer's been around forever, I just realized, since 2009. So, wow, it's a lot of catching
that's
up to
long
do.
Run
that's
right
a
there.
Lot of binging. Six seasons worth. All right. That's cool. That's got to be on the list.
Add it to the list.
Yep. It's that good, Monica. All right.
I really like it.
Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, top 10 list. You try to guess what's on the top 10 list and win the bounty prizes in there, too. 2 o'clock will be another $1,000 bone bonus cash keyword.